Hi, it's Rabbi Avram Goldham Zichru, and here we are in the 10th week of this Daf Yomi cycle, the first week in Masechet Shabbos. I want to welcome all the new members to Zichru. Many people have joined us for the 19-day challenge. Remember, 19 blot in 19 days, the first parak of the Masechta. So I wish you tremendous hatzlacha in this first stage of Zichru, and Mr. Shem, you'll see for yourself what you're able to accomplish, and I'll give you the encouragement and the empowerment to be able to continue as we go through the Masechta together. I mentioned that I'm currently in Eretz Yisrael for family simcha, so I had to do triage in terms of what I can produce while I'm here. I just have a limited time, so I'm focusing on the daily shiur. So I'm not providing all the materials that are typically provided with Zichru. Mr. Shem, we plan to get back next week, so I plan to get back on track fully. Also, I'm not able to respond to all the emails and WhatsApps, so I apologize for those with more urgent requests or frustrated they can't get something here or there. You can go to aldaf.org for all the previous shiurim online or the Aldaf app, which has all the shiurim there as well. And I do want to mention that Aldaf is about to release in the next day or so a whole new level of Zichru on the Aldaf app. It'll be a portal where you'll actually click on Zichru and you'll enter Zichru world on Aldaf, and all the resources will be there. There's going to be the simanim, there'll be the parak warning maps, there'll be coaching, and there'll be quizzes. So we're very, very excited and thrilled and grateful to the OU, specifically Rabbi Moshe Shwed, and to E.C. Birnbaum. E.C.'s been involved in kind of leading the effort in terms of all the programming and marketing of Aldaf. So we just appreciate all the efforts going in to establish Zichru on the app in such a significant way. So thank you so much. That's going to be happening. So if you need anything, go to Aldaf either online or on the app. Okay, here we go. So as we begin Masechet Shabbos, we're also beginning Masechet Moed, and I mentioned throughout Brachas that I was holding off and, you know, doing anything different other than just honing the Simanim and the Perikonim maps, which I still owe you a couple, but focusing on that. I didn't want to get off track. But at this point, I do want to expand our horizons in terms of our organization of Yedias HaTorah, and to encourage everybody that throughout, and we'll do this together, to master the Masechtas in Shas, just the basic organization as a starting point. Because, as I mentioned, many people have what I call like a chomp brain. You know, it's like all of ideas, their ideas like a chomp in their head. And when you have to focus and you're learning something, you know, that becomes, boils up to the top of your focus, and you focus on it, and then you move on, and it kind of submerges into the chomp, and it gets lost somewhere in the mix. And that's not effective, that's not helpful, that's definitely not empowering, and it can be frustrating. So we don't want to have a chalent head, we want to have an organized mind when it comes to our Yedias HaTorah. So being that we're starting a Masechet Shabbos and beginning a Masechet Moed, it's a good time to start getting down the Masechtas and Shas. We did a little bit of that when Seder Zeroyim, just getting the Masechtas down, but we're going to start with Moed. And before we do this, and we're going to do this right now, I just want to mention one klal, one principle. I mentioned it earlier in a session about the concept of compound interest. You know, that remarkable fact that someone who takes a little bit of their money and saves it, that the interest, with the interest rate, it compounds over time. So we have these stories of these, you know, nursery school teachers end up like billionaires because they put away their money a little bit every month. So compound interest is a very powerful concept. You just take a little bit off of what you're earning and putting it aside in the bank and saving it, and it starts to compound. So I like to tell people there's something called compound memory. That's the same idea, that when you learn something, if you just take a little bit off from what you've learned and you invest in saving it, i.e. remembering it, putting it into your memory bank, so to speak, then that knowledge starts to really compound. So you're going to start to see this with the simanim that we've already acquired to date, that as we learn more, all these ideas are kind of ready to be, you know, vitalized by other ideas that are going to come up in sugyas and shas. So it's going to be very exciting to see how much mileage we get of what we invested so far. But the principle I want to focus on is you just have to save a little bit, and it's amazing what it'll eventually contribute to your growth and learning. You know, someone recently asked me, actually, this Shabbos, when we're talking about memory, they ask me, you know, they go to a shiur and they're frustrated that they don't remember a lot of things they hear from a shiur. And often it's because people are thinking, well, they want to remember the entire shiur. But if you just went with the compound memory approach, which is just take a little bit, like what's the idea, the focus, the yesod, the principle, the So whatever you want to know from the shiur, typically, as much we'd love to remember an entire shiur, usually there's some principle, some idea, some concept, which is really the takeaway that we want. So if you just at least invest in saying, okay, this is the thing I'd like to remember from the shiur, and you write it down on a piece of paper, just write it down and to hold on to it, you'll be amazed how it'll start to stick. But unfortunately, people go with the, you know, they have this sense that the expectations got to remember the entire shiur, and it's just too much. It's not going to happen, especially if you don't write it all down. But if you do all write it down, it's not going to be very, most people have a hard time reviewing their notes. But if you take one thing from the shiur, just one, like 2% of the shiur, and say, okay, I'm going to write down this point because I like this point, and then invest in holding on to it, then it's amazing how many shiurim you're going to gain from in a more vivid way, in a more powerful way, because the ideas are there. So we're going to go with the same idea here. That's what we've been doing all along with Simanim, and now we're going to do it with the Masechtas in Seder Moed. And there are 12 Masechtas in the Seder, and what we're going to do is we're just going to do a little bit today, and then a little bit the next time, and a little bit the next time, because one of the powerful things about memory is the slower you go, the faster you get in terms of your growth. And the Yetzer is always pushing us like to know it all right now, and because it knows that we're going to get frustrated and eventually forget it all. So we're just going to focus on the first four Masechtas in Seder Moed. We have the first four, Shabbos, Erevin, Pesachim, Shkalim. Shabbos, Erevin, Pesachim, Shkalim. And it's easy to remember, if you just focus on Shabbos, we have Shabbos and then Erevin, that's Shabbos related. Then Pesachim, as we know that Pesach is called Machos of Shabbos, it's also referred to as a Shabbos. So the first three Masechtas in Seder Moed are focused on Shabbos related, Shabbos, Erevin, Pesachim, Shabbos, Erevin, Pesachim. And then we have Masechtas Shkalim. Now it's interesting, it's out of order because Shkalim comes before Pesachim, but we could say that when you get to Pesachim, Pesach, there's a lot of Shkalim you have to put out there. So Shabbos, Erevin, Pesachim, Shkalim. Great. Shabbos, Erevin, Pesachim, Shkalim. Those are the first four Masechtas in the Seder. And we're not going to go further. We are not going to go further. Even though, yes, we could easily get down all 12 right now, but there's no rush. It's really worth it to get used to enjoying just going slowly and making it super easy to own something, because the next day will also be super easy to own the next little bit of thing. And super easy, in my mind, is always better than stressing out and trying to do too much. Tefas Meruba is just painful in the end. So we're just going to go with a little bit of a grab here. So just for this session, Shabbos Erevin, Pesachim, Shkalim, those are the first four Masechtas in Seder Moed. And we'll build the next two, even though, again, this is like a snail's pace here. Doesn't matter, because, again, the slower we go, the faster we'll build over time. So with that, I want to conclude this session. And this is Rabbi Avraham Golder wishing you a great day and great learning.